How are you all keeping? I'm very happy that you all came. Ekavira Prabhu drove all the way from Gita Nagari to come here today. When I came here, I made it a point that I would meet with you all. And Haribol, what happened? Doesn't matter. Can you? It's all right. Let him sit down. Why are you asking? Troubling him? Yeah, please. Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
I think it should be all right. Or can even come a little closer. The main purpose of this meeting is to first of all find out how you all are doing, if there is anything I can do for you. Sure I can do something for you, and but you have to remind me what I can do for you. And one thing I can assure you, that I'll be very happy to do something, whatever I can. And the second thing I wanted to remind you is that you have a glorious spiritual master. He is a pure devotee of the Lord, and a pure devotee is always there with the Supreme Personality of God. A pure devotee never leaves. That means a pure devotee never forgets. Like an ordinary living entity, an ordinary living entity dies, but a pure devotee never dies. Pure devotee simply goes back to the spiritual sky. And a pure devotee can communicate with those who are loyal to him and who are sincerely connected to him, or who wants to sincerely maintain his connection with him. As you all know, a pure devotee, a Vaishnava, has two aspects of his presence here on the planet. That is called manifested pastimes and unmanifest. He manifests in front of us so that we can relate to him. We can see him, we can touch him, we can speak to him, we can serve him. That is the manifested aspect of a pure devotee's presence. That is called the Vapu aspect of the spiritual master, the physical aspect of the spiritual master. And the other aspect is the Vani, the instruction of the spiritual master. And the vopu aspect is temporary, but the vani aspect is eternal. The spiritual master is always present through his vani, through his instructions. Very mercifully, he becomes manifest in front of our eyes, and then we can relate to him, we can see him, we can speak to him, we can serve him, we can get chastised by him, we can get praised by him. But the unmanifest aspect, which is the vani, the instruction, that is the real relationship that one develops with the spiritual master. And the spiritual master is eternally present through his instructions. Now, how do we associate with the spiritual master? When he disappears from our vision, we relate to the spiritual master by following his instructions. And following his instruction means accepting the spiritual master or perceiving the spiritual master in the heart. Every time we do something or we want to do something, we question the spiritual master in the heart. He is there in the heart. He is eternally present there in the heart. And we can ask him, is this what you want me to do? And you can see he will respond. He may approve, he may not approve. And in this way, we have to see the spiritual master eternally present with us, in our heart, which means with us spiritually. The spirit soul is in the heart, and the spiritual master is in the heart along with the spirit soul. By manifesting himself, by appearing in front of us with his physical form, the spiritual master allows us to see him with our mundane perceptions. If he did not come, we wouldn't have been able to see him. Had he not have come with his physical form, we could not have developed our relationship with him. That was necessary. Therefore, Krishna allows his pure devotee to come to this planet so that the conditioned souls can relate to him, get inspired by him, become instructed by him, and in this way understand about his spiritual identity, and then become inspired to become situated on the spiritual identity. That is why the physical appearance or the physical presence of the spiritual master is necessary. As Srila Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj did not come, we wouldn't have been able to see him. We wouldn't have been able to relate to him. Therefore, Krishna allowed him to come. Very mercifully, Krishna allowed him to come, so that we can get to know him. We can hear him. We can receive instructions from him. And now, by Krishna's divine arrangement, he has left this planet. He has left this planet. Now, we cannot see him, but he is present through his instructions. And the actual aspect of the spiritual master, the actual identity or the real importance of the spiritual master is his instructions. What if someone is attracted to the personality but does not accept his instructions? Will he derive any spiritual benefit out of that? No. Therefore, the most important consideration actually is his instructions. And it is through instructions we actually get to know the real personality. The real spiritual personality is the spiritual aspect of him, not the physical form. Sometimes we see that the physical form does not really matter. Physically, how one looks is not really important. Materially, it is important. Materialistic people will be attracted to the physical form, just like people are attracted to movie stars. Because they look good, they're attracted to them. But through that attraction, do they derive any real benefit? No. The real spiritual personality is in his spiritual instructions. And your spiritual master has established a wonderful example for all of us to follow. He has been an ideal spiritual leader. He had been ideal in all respects. He had been exemplary in all respects. And those who are non-envious will always appreciate him for what he is. Envy is something that prevents us from recognizing the greatness and glory of a person. It's only when you become non-envious, only when our hearts become pure, then only we can appreciate the greatness of a true, great spiritual personality. You can see why often in this world great spiritual personalities are misunderstood, even to the point of being crucified. Like Jesus Christ. He came to benefit everybody. But a personality like him, consider the amount of torture and suffering had to go through. And then finally he was crucified. Why? Because they don't see his greatness. Rather, they became envious. A group of people with power became envious. And as a result of that, they crucified him. It happens, that is, the more envious the people are, the more offensive they'll become towards the great spiritual personalities. Therefore, it is important that we become free from envy. And we should be aware that this envy can come in various ways. And Prabhupada said, ultimately we are envious of Krishna. Can you imagine who can be envious of Krishna? But we all have become envious of Krishna. We became envious of Krishna. We became envious of Krishna's pure devotees. We have become envious towards the people, those who are our greatest benefactors. That is why it is very important that we purify our hearts from all the impurities. And all these impurities are actually material contamination in the form of lust, greed, anger, etc. It's important that we get rid of that. And then only we'll be able to appreciate the spiritual reality, the spiritual personalities, the pure devotees of the Lord. And through our appreciation for the pure devotees of the Lord, we will develop our appreciation for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Our appreciation for the Supreme Personality of Godhead won't take place just like that. That's why Krishna sends his agents first. Through the agents, we have to establish our link with Krishna. If we can't appreciate Krishna's agents, we won't be able to appreciate Krishna. So you all are very fortunate that you have a glorious spiritual master. We cannot understand Krishna's plans. We cannot understand why Krishna does things in certain way. But ultimately, Krishna has a perfect plan. Why Krishna took him away, we do not know. But at least we have to have the confidence that whatever Krishna did is for the benefit of all. Although it is painful, and such a wonderful leader had to leave. And which means it's a great loss for us. It's a great loss for the entire society. It's a great loss for the entire world. He could have done so much. He had done already so much, but he could have done so much more. But Krishna took him away. So we have to understand that Krishna has some plan, which may not be inconceivable for us. But our business is to submit to Krishna's plan. Now, why does the spiritual master disappear? Why does he appear? Why does he become manifest? And then why does he become unmanifest? Because by appearing in front of us, he instructs us about Krishna. He inspires us to become inclined towards spiritual life. And then by disappearing, he puts us in a test. Like, okay, you have become attracted to me, you have accepted me, you have accepted my instructions, you have accepted my teaching. Now let's see how deep is that attraction. Now that I'm gone, are you just going to forget and get involved in your useless mundane activities, or are you going to pursue your spiritual life? And remember, he is watching. It's just like a teacher. Teacher teaches throughout the year. Then, at the time of exams, what happens? The same teacher who had been helping you all along becomes the invigilator. And he sees how you're answering your questions, how you're writing your paper. You remember that your Guru Maharaj is always watching you. Okay? So now let's see, how do you fare through the test? And we have to help each other to pass this test. We have to remind each other that we are put into a test now. It's a big test. And our spiritual master himself has put us in this test. And if we pass, then what will happen? If we pass the test, we get promoted to the spiritual sky. So, this is how the spiritual master appears, manifests himself, and then he becomes unmanifest. His appearance and disappearance. A pure devotee, like Krishna, is never born, nor does he ever die. He appears and he disappears. Because he is a pure spirit soul. He is not subjected to his material body. During our last meeting, your Guru Maharaj requested me to take care of you all. And I told him that please bless me that I can take care of them properly. that I don't fail them. So I have this very wonderful obligation towards your spiritual master, who is a very dear friend of mine, who is a very wonderful god brother of mine, and who is a wonderful leader of the entire ISKCON movement, and who is a glorious disciple of Srila Prabhupada. I haven't seen Prabhupada embracing anybody, not even his god brothers. I haven't seen Prabhupada even embracing his god brothers. But Srila Prabhupada embraced your Guru Maharaj and told him, your life has been successful. So that shows